Welcome to The Hitch, week 7.
Hi.
Hi.
It's day 47.
47. Getting up there.
Ticking away.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's wild.
Mm-hmm. That was another hot one.
It was. It was. I have been spending my days mostly in the trailer because mm-hmm. I've been working.
You and the dog.
Yeah, me and the dog. And let me tell you, there is a point in the day where the AC is basically like, can't do it.
Yeah.
And it just heats up. But thankfully, it seems like we're in a cycle where by 4, it clouds up.
Yeah.
And there's kind of scattered rains happening and stuff. And so that helps significantly. But yeah, there was a moment today where I was like, ooh, we're hot.
Yeah.
We're hot in here.
I know. And I went for a run at like 9 and it was already too late.
Yeah.
Like yesterday I went at around 8 or 8:30, yeah. I think. And it was also cloudier, but it was like, oh, this is nice temperature, nice yeah. morning temperature. But today already 9 was too late. Man. Too late.
Yeah. It's a real intense sun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was about 100 degrees again. And it mm-hmm. seems like anything over 95, the trailer struggles to keep cool.
Yeah.
For sure.
When there's not shade.
When there's like no that. Shade.
Yeah. There's yeah. no shade.
We've
here.
Already talked about that, but there yeah. really is no shade.
I know when I was running this morning, I was like, there's almost no shade, but there would be like a little bush that gave a little bit of shade or a tiny tree. And I would like run over there and stop for a little bit and just be like, shade. And then, so yeah.
But yeah, we're definitely in a routine right now mm-hmm. where I'm working, you're visiting family.
Yeah.
But we broke the routine this morning.
This morning, yeah. Well, I knew it would be kind of a late start because my sister has teenagers.
Yeah.
And they like to sleep in.
They do.
So we were meeting up with them later and I was like, you know what? Let's go do something in the morning. Because we're usually up and at 'em with a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
So we all rallied, the 14-year-old as well. And we had noticed yesterday driving through Longmont that there was a flea market that we had never
indoor
been
flea market,
to. An yeah. indoor one, like a big yeah. antique mall. And we usually go to whatever ones we can. And we hadn't been to this one. So we were like, let's do that in the morning.
Yeah.
And we needed to do some other errandy things. So we went into town. And went, and it was a good one.
It was a great one.
It was a really good one.
We walk through a lot of these flea markety, mm-hmm. you know, antique mall-y things. In fact, in our life before the trailer, when we would drive Chicago to Colorado in mm-hmm. one overnight,
right?
There was an antique mall. Was it outside of Des Moines?
It was outside of Des Moines, Iowa.
That was sort of like our regular stop mm-hmm. for cool air in the summer and warm air when driving through in the winter.
Yeah, and especially at times when I was pregnant
yeah.
and when we had a little kids
yeah.
like that need to move around every couple hours, or I needed to move
yeah.
around every couple hours. It was a good place to go and walk, and we started hitting that Des Moines one regularly because when we would drive out in the winter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different in the summer when you can go to parks and
right.
rest stops and things like that and walk around. But in the winter, you don't want to be outside
yeah.
in that area. So we would start to go and we kind of know different antique malls.
Yeah, all over.
All along 80 anyway.
Least,
we
yeah.
definitely know 80. And it's something I've always enjoyed doing for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And even going when I was little with my mom. And so I just love to go and look and, you know, sometimes just looking. And then, you know, you never know what kind of treasure you're going to find,
right.
like the handkerchief.
That's true.
Or any number of other treasures,
yeah.
including some we got today.
Yeah. So, I mean, even before we get to that, I think one thing that's so interesting to me is we have dragged our kids through these places forever.
Yes.
And often it is dragging.
Yes.
I was dragging the 4-year-old
yeah.
today. More accurately, he was dragging me. He was really like, I had to keep
trying
him like, slow down, man, slow down. He knows you got to walk all the aisles, mm-hmm. but he was trying to do it fast. But like, you know, we dragged the 14-year-old through him for years. Now he's like spotting them and wanting to go check them out.
I know, he's got a good eye. I'm so proud. Yeah, he had a several years where he was like, I don't like them. I don't like old things. I like modern, you know, more modern things. But he seems like he's come around. And
yeah. Well, and just I think like it's yet another reminder that like exposing your kids to things, even if at the time they kind of grumble about it, and does make a impact, you know. And now he really like he wanted to hit a second one after
this
one.
And we were we didn't have time, but we'll hit it another time.
But yeah, this one was.
Oh, go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt.
It was interesting because sometimes you walk into them, and this one had that impression where you walk in, and it's like, oh, these are a lot of like painted signs with, you know, corny phrases on
like
them.
New or, crafty
yeah,
things.
Like, yeah, people's like mass market stuff, not old stuff. And that was when you first walked in, I was like, we're going to be here for like
a there were like a bunch of bows and things that were made, and, you know, which is fine. I mean, I'm not knocking it, but it wasn't what I was looking for.
No, but then you started getting in it, and it was a really good one.
It was. It was it was one of the cleanest ones I've ever been
kidding.
And that everything, and so well organized, like everything. And, you know, all the booths are run by different vendors.
Right.
So I don't know how they had such consistency in terms of, I mean, all the stuff in the different stalls was different.
Yeah.
But it was all very well maintained and orderly and very clean.
Yeah.
Like, there's no dust anywhere. And, you know, I mean, a lot of times when you're in places like that, you're digging through stuff. You pick something up. It's like, oof, this needs
gross.
A good cleaning. But it's just part of the deal. It's fine. But, like, this one had this very clean and orderly way about it. I don't know if they only like take, you know, sellers who are really like OCD or about cleaning and organization, but I loved it.
Yeah, it was
everything
really
was
nice.
Very organized.
And and it was there were a bunch of good grabs, and the prices were great.
Yeah, they were really good.
We picked up a 4 cassette box
I forgot about that already.
Motivational spiritual cassettes of Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson.
It's true. The funny thing about that is the 14-year-old is the one. He's got the eye. He's been getting things lately. He's the one who found the handkerchief. He found this and he's like, should I buy this for Dan? And I was like, ugh, because I just was like, enough with that whole thing.
He knows me well, though.
But he does, because I was like, well, they're audio tapes, like cassette tapes. Like, can he even play them? Like, I don't even know if we have a player. Anyway,
it's
the point is
a conversation piece than
exactly.
Sit down with your old Walkman and listen.
I mean, we still have the VHS Leonard Nimoy
Y2K Family Survival Guide VHS
family
tape.
Survival Guide that we bought at the Jewel, which is a grocery store chain in the Chicago area. So sometimes you buy things as props.
Yes.
In fact, many times we do that.
In fact, it was a lot of prop shopping today.
It was a lot of prop shopping.
We got that. The 14-year-old scored himself a... here he comes to talk about it.
It's the best thing ever at an antique store. It's a Freemason clock that's not like a circle clock. It's a giant wood-carved Freemason logo with like the G and the compass carved into wood where the bottom of the G actually makes a heart in the wood. And then at the top, there's like the point of the compass, and that has a small clock in it that has another Freemason logo inside.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was a good score.
Now, and hopefully it helped him feel a little better, because when we were in, Nashville?
Memphis. No, it was when we were in Memphis on this trip. When we went to the A. Schwab department store on Beale Street.
Wait, that's in, you're thinking? Isn't that Nashville?
No, it was Memphis. Yeah, that was this trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they had a little cabinet.
That was
all Masonic stuff.
Items.
And he flipped out, and then there was a little sign that was like, "We can only sell these to Masonic members."
Yeah.
Which he is not.
And I don't know that that's true.
I doubt that's really true.
Yeah, I think that was.
I think they would have sold you anything.
But
The funny digression there is the fact that Memphis now feels like a totally different trip.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Doesn't at all
I feel like I was thinking it was a trip before this trip that we took.
But yeah, the biggest score is for the whole time I've known you.
Mm-hmm. Long time.
You have wanted lockers.
Yes, I really like lockers.
And we have looked at many a locker.
There are a lot more lockers out there in the world than you would think for sale. But they're typically, like, too big. Like, there's, like, a whole row of them.
Yeah, like school lockers.
Like school lockers or, gym lockers or something. I just love lockers, and I always think it would be fun to have them at home to hang your, have your own locker and hang your coat and put your keys in and stuff like that. And this place had a couple of different sets of lockers that I saw, and they were really good prices. And I was like,
But
what I didn't see
is that there was one booth that sold locker fronts, not the entire locker.
Did they have more than one?
They had two sets of
these. Oh, I didn't even see those.
They were being sold separately. They were the same. It was a four stack of cubicle lockers, vertical stack. That were painted bright orange.
Yeah, really cute, like bright orange.
And also had a Pipe Workers Union Denver sticker on it, which was pretty sweet. But it was only the front, because part of the problem with buying lockers, especially if you're on the road, is you're not buying lockers because they're huge.
I always find really awesome things that I can't buy because I'm on the road. Yeah. Like, for example, today, I mean, we'll get back to the lockers in a second, but I found a absolutely beautiful Hoosier cabinet. And it was such a good price. It was in such good shape. And I've always wanted one of those. And I was just like, if I wasn't traveling and I lived here, I would buy that.
Yeah.
But I can't exactly strap that onto the top of the car.
No.
I mean, I probably could, but
not for the next 3 weeks. But yeah, so I was like, I know someone whose birthday is in a week.
It's true.
And they were so cheap. They were $29.
That's
and then they were 30% off
everything
that.
was
remarkably
cheap. I was amazed at the people working there because, again, like these antique malls, the dog is crying because she wants something. Okay, we'll have to feed her in a minute. They, you know, each individual vendor sets their own prices. And then it seemed like every single booth had a big sale.
Yeah.
But they were all different. So it was like the one that the 14-year-old bought the Masonic clock at was everything was 21% off.
Yeah.
Not 20, not
25. This was 30%.
21.
So.
But they had to keep track of all of that. Each. I felt sorry for them, but they handled it.
I think they had a computerized system.
They must have had something.
Most of it.
Anyway.
But anyway, I decided, you know what? The front of a locker, we can probably get that into the trunk of our car. And then we can build lockers.
Right. We can build
Once we're back home. And so I bought it. I had the 14-year-old run cover. Tried to get it into the trunk of the car.
Because
I was like, I can just lay it down, cover it with stuff, be able to live for a week. But they're longer than I thought, and they would not fit laying down. They would not fit any way but diagonally and stood vertically, which was not going to hide for a week. So you got an early birthday present today.
Yes, I did. And it's great. I love them.
They're really great.
They're cool.
I'm pretty excited to make
them. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good project for when we get back. Mm-hmm. But, antique malls are great.
They're great.
Check them out.
For any number of reasons.
I mean, one of the things that I like about them, and I think about the one we went to in Austin, that big one we went to in Austin.
We've been to a lot of them on this trip.
But they reflect the place they are.
Yeah, for sure.
Know? And so, like, Austin, there was a lot of, like, Texas stuff
and cowboy stuff.
And, you know, here there was less Texas-y, Southwest-y stuff.
Yeah, but you get, there still were like antlers and
a lot of that kind of stuff.
Like, and decorative antler art and stuff like
that. Yeah, and this is a more, at least traditionally, has been more of a working class town, and there was a lot of more industrial stuff and
yeah, that was
things
cool.
like that. And it's an interesting way to see the place you are, I feel like, because definitely. You see it through the kind of the lens of the history of the place.
Plus, you never know what kind of treasures you're going to find.
Indeed.
It's always fun, and it's a good place to stretch your legs when you need to walk around.
It is. It is. It is. Well, with that.
Yes.
We need to get to bed.
We do, because it's Waterworld Eve, everyone.
It is Waterworld Eve. We're heading to Waterworld tomorrow.
It's Waterworld Eve. It's our happiest holiday of the year. Waterworld is tomorrow. Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
So we'll talk to you then. Hopefully I won't crack a rib like I did last year. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road!